Welcome to the Opawa Baptist Podcast. If you'd like to find out more about our church, visit us on any Sunday or online at opawa.org.nz.
A number of McDonald's up and down the country, and some of them have these glass cases, and they've got all the toys that McDonald's has put out going back decades, I suppose it is now. It's not just years. And there's just tons of them, and it takes you back when you see little Hamburglar on skis or whoever it was from 25 years ago. And Transcend has a similar sort of thing with their receptacles. One year the money was tight, and so there wasn't a receptacle. That decision cost them about $200,000 in revenue because people just weren't so into it. We have in our home a little fish purse. It's this blue thing for change. We've never put change in it. We have our nail files and clippers and tweezers and that sort of thing, and it works really well for that. And I think this is quite neat. Who's been playing with theirs ever since they got it? Come on, honesty. Okay, they're quite strong. They're quite resilient. And I guess bits of cane by themselves would be not of great value. They're a bit thick to be a toothpick. I don't know what else you would do with them. But together, they're actually quite good. Now, I don't use cash anymore. I use credit card all the time, so I won't be using this for change. But I think it might make quite a good pen holder. If you're a sewer, who's a sewer here? Yeah, buttons. Paper clips. Lollies, yes, lollies is on my list. Yeah, quite good call. Hair clips. If you're a DIY person, I don't know, your stray screws or something. It would be useless as strips of cane, but together, it's actually quite something, and it's got all sorts of uses. And if you think about it, things that are woven together are like that. My quite magnificent hat here protects me from the sun. It keeps me warm in winter, which is quite important as a bald person in Christchurch. It means that when you look at me, the glare from my halo is not so bad and we can make eye contact. There's all sorts of advantages to it. And the verse for this year is Colossians 2:2. I want you woven into a tapestry of love, in touch with everything there is to know of God. Then you'll have minds confident and at rest, focused on Christ, God's great mystery. We are woven together. Okay, how? Well, being a good Baptist, I can think of three ways. First one is encouragement. Some of you may have noticed I wagged last week, and I got this lovely card in my letterbox from the lovely Anne Weston, wishing me recovery. Get an Anne Weston card, they'll be collectible one day. I got messages. It was lovely. When I hop on Facebook every so often, Katrine will have put some goofy cartoon on my feed thing. When I run into Sandy, she'll have a new artist for me to listen to because we both like alternative rock and we swap people that we've discovered. When people think of us, it shows love. It's encouraging. It binds us together a bit like the bits of cane that make this up. Second one is confessing and forgiving. Now, how many people here went through the unique ordeal that is part of New Zealand culture, which is year 8 or 9 dancing class? Yes, I can see some hands. It's a painful, painful experience. Your feet, for the first couple of things, it's pretty dire. And for many of us, it was the first time we'd held at close quarters a member of the opposite sex. It's tricky. But it's kind of like that. You come together and it's awkward and it's difficult. I think it was last year, somebody here went to hospital. I remember thinking, I must go see them. And before I knew it, they were out. And they saw me the next week and they said, "Oh, I'd love to have seen you at hospital. Why didn't you come see me?" I had to say sorry. It just kind of slipped through. But I think it improves with practice. The more that we relate like those year nine dancers, the better we get at it. And then the third is taking care with each other. I had someone tell me this week that I hadn't listened to them very well. Ouch. But when you know that you're loved, you don't have to have your guard up. And you can take that kind of feedback and you can deal with it and you can do something with it and you can make things right. And that's, I think, for me, how I see this whole transcend deal. We, being the Baptist community in New Zealand, have a number of missionaries, mostly around Asia, in the two-thirds world. They connect us to God's heart for the poor. I a few years ago, was on a tour through Southeast Asia, and I was in Phnom Penh, and we were trotting across the harbour in a boat. And we saw a boat, another little boat, moored. It's probably about the size of this communion table, maybe a little bit longer, but certainly not wider. And there were two people in it, one kid. And the kid's waving at us and smiling at us and carrying on. So we waved and smiled back. And my guide told me that that family is from Laos and they are able to work, but they are not allowed to stay on land, except when they're working. So that's home. 3 square meters, rain or shine, that was home. And this kid was so friendly and engaged, but as I waved back, I realized this is probably the biggest gap I've ever had between my experience and somebody else's. It was incredible for me. Through giving to this thing, we can bless and be blessed, knowing that we have a role in helping those folk connect with the Lord and make a life. And I think when we give, it changes the donee, the person who receives, but it changes us too in good ways. We are woven together with those folks. Who knows what that is? Lord's Prayer? Jeff, what's that? It's an Our Father. Can we say it together? Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. I imagine being a good Catholic boy, you've said that quite a few times. Yeah, you too, Chris. Yeah. If you think about it, our Father connects us here with the wildest of revival preacher. That's my best revival preacher sort of imitation. With the Egyptian Coptics, who are completely orthodox. It's icons, it's incense, it's very, very long services. With the good people in St. Peter's at Rome, who've been doing their thing for 1,500 years. It connects us across all those traditions, and it connects us across time and culture as well. It connects us with the Puritans of our tradition of 400 years ago who disapproved of laughing, seeing that as frivolous and ungodly. They wouldn't have got on very well here. It connects us with medieval monks serving God, each other, and their communities, who probably said that multiple times a day. It connects us with the Indian Christians on the west coast of India, who trace their lineage back to St. Thomas's missionary journeys in the late first century. We are bound, we are woven together. It's part of our shared heritage as the widest body of Christ, the Our Father. And communion is a little bit like it as well, except for the Salvation Army, and I still don't quite know why they don't do it, but they don't do communion. But communion is something that binds us together locally, and in the practice, it binds us together globally and through time. And at that juncture, Jeff, it's over to you to lead us to communion.
Welcome. Welcome to our communion table this morning. And it's a communion table for all believers. So you're all welcome to share if you believe in the Lord as your Saviour. If you've ever seen a tapestry, you'll know it's made up of a piece of canvas or similar material to which is added piece by piece individual threads or strands, each on its own seemingly insignificant, but all together forming the great overall picture. And God's plan for mankind is much like a tapestry, with each person who chooses to follow Jesus, who accepts him as Saviour, being a thread woven by Jesus, the master weaver, into God's eternal plan. Each thread is different colour, different thickness at times, different materials even. But depending on where they fit in the picture, that is the type of material that they would be. Communion then is a time when we can stop a while to give thanks and remember how Jesus took on the role of Master Weaver through his death on the cross. It's also a time to reflect on and give thanks that through our acceptance of Jesus as our Saviour, we have been woven into that eternal plan of God. And that's definitely something worth remembering and celebrating again and again. So as we share the bread this morning, we remember it represents Jesus' loving sacrifice and his willingness to be the perfect sacrifice once for all for each one of us. And he took the bread and he broke it, and he shared it with those around the table, that they too would be part of that sacrifice. And as we share the cup, we not only remember and give thanks for his blood poured out for our salvation, but we acknowledge that we are part of God's tapestry, lovingly woven in by the master weaver. He took the cup and he blessed it and he gave it to those who were with him, saying, "Join with me in participation in this sacrifice." And Heavenly Father, we just thank you that there is a place for each one of us in your master plan. And we thank you that although we cannot see the big picture, we know that we form part of it. And we are content in the role that we have to play. Help us to carry out the part that we have. In your name we ask. Amen.